Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The south of France, paradise. Simon Constable reporting for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications. Here to watch the climate of the south of France. If it's not perfect there, it's not perfect anywhere. Also, the price of commodities in this inflationary cycle that we're living through in Europe as well as America. Simon, a very good day to you. Your climate, it's been raining enough so that Noah's Ark is being constructed somewhere in the south of France. Has it stopped raining or is there a break in the weather? Good evening to you, Simon.
Good evening to you, John. It's backed off quite a bit. We're getting the occasional sprinkle overnight, which is fine because I tend to be in bed at night, which is probably the best place to be. And now we're having sun in the day in the low 70s, which seems perfectly reasonable to me. It's possible to go out in a t-shirt and wear shorts and get a tan, perhaps. So really lovely. And the birds are all out and singing. It really is paradise at the moment.
Yes, paradise. You can see him boasting. He is in the south of France. Okay, so now we go to commodities. I'm going to begin with the commodities that have come up on the screen this last week as hitting all-time highs for futures or approaching too. First, copper. You reported last week very high prices. Has it backed off?
It has backed off a little bit. It got over $5 a pound, which is an astronomical amount to pay for copper. When I first went to the copper exchange back in New York in the 1990s, it was 60 cents a pound. Then it went up now, you know, a couple of decades later, right above $5.11 a pound. Now it's fallen back to $4.80 a pound. That's a lot of money, and that probably reflects a lot of things, including the rush for electric vehicles, which use about 2.5 times as much copper as does a regular gasoline or diesel car.
We'll move to foods now. The trio, coffee, orange juice, and cocoa. I'm reading that there are shortages because of drought. Do you see it already?
We see it already, and there's also shortage because of excessive flooding. Either one is not good for growing things. So coffee, we're back up at $2.30 a pound. This is the wholesale price. Do not expect to get anything like that price in the shops in any way. The high this year has been $2.49, and most recently it's $2.30 for there. And you've got a lot of problems with the growing season there. We've got cocoa, which went up above $12,000 a metric ton, and a metric ton is 1,000 kilos or 2,204 pounds, which is a heck of a lot of poundage, but it's still a heck of a lot of money for that. It's now come down to $9,194 per metric ton for cocoa. So that's the stuff that goes into making chocolate. And so your chocolate's going to be really expensive. If you want some, get it now, or maybe pinch it from your friends. And orange juice has squirted up out of the orange to an astronomical level of $4.48 a pound. This is how orange juice is measured in terms of pricing. And just to put this in perspective, the beginning of May 8th, it was $3.60, and now it's approaching $5. It's just really zoomed higher, and that's not going to be good. So get yourself some really small glasses when you're giving out orange juice.
Yeah, the recommendation is switch to mandarin juice. Switch to tea, and there's no substitute for chocolate. There's nothing to be done. You either pay the price or you go into withdrawal. All of them are damaged by climate. We don't know if that has any significance in the long term. It's just immediately now. Energy prices in Europe. You depend on diesel in farming country. We depend on gasoline in driving country here in America. And any change in natural gas, any change at all of significance?
The only change of significance is a Brent crude, which is the European benchmark for crude oil. For per barrel, it's now $84.53. And that's a little bit up from a few days ago when it was down at 80. And part of that is the economy seems to be doing a little bit better across the world. A lot of the tensions caused by wars have disappeared and people are getting on with business, which is the business of the world. And for that reason, it's only up a little bit and we're still at $1.70 liter for diesel, which isn't so bad. And I have had lower than that. I think I've mentioned that before in the local place that I get it from. So that's not so bad, and that certainly won't put the brakes on the economy at the moment. And as far as I could see, no real change in natural gas prices because there's been no disruption, and we've got neither too hot nor too cold weather to warrant either heating or cooling. So we're right in that middle bit where you don't need to put the heat or the cool on at home.
All right, these are the commodity prices that Europeans are paying and Americans as well, making people grumpy at the breakfast table and not entirely as surly as they could be at all-time high gas prices, but they're high. 84 is high for Brent crude. It's been in the 70s recently. We move to why this matters. There's a vote coming in the European Union on the 6th of June to the 9th of June. Representatives from all the countries will gather in Brussels and be elected or reelected. And there is a theme this year in the European Union election, which is the populist parties, the right-wing parties, so-called, in Europe. They have a different understanding of right and left, but in any event, the right-wing populist parties, small as they begin, nowhere near as large as the National Rally in France. However, Alternative for Deutschland, for example, in Italy it's called the Brotherhood, and it's now in power in Rome. Simon, there is an article that both of us have read about young people in Europe being persuaded or sympathetic to or looking again at these right-wing populist parties, small as they are. Does that make sense to you? What does it explain about the future of Europe?
It really does explain things. It's sad, but it reflects a reality, two realities, really. The first is that it's the economy, stupid, which was the Bill Clinton tagline when he first came to the office in the White House, and that really got him in. What we've got here is for young people, the economy is not great. The unemployment rate is really quite staggering, and Americans might be really shocked by this, but this is over the whole of the European Union. It's 14.6% youth unemployment rate. So that's people who are under 25 years old. That's the the formative period when you have a job and you learn and you do your learning, and then that makes your career hopefully successful. But a 14.6% unemployment rate is huge. And there's a lot of unemployed people there. There's a lot of people worried that they can't get the jobs they want. Compare that to the US, where we're talking some very low numbers for unemployment, not as low as some people would like, but it's nothing like this. And I think there's also worry about illegal immigrants coming into the country and taking jobs of people who really want them here. And we're seeing that all across Europe. And it's no wonder that people are looking for someone who's listening to that problem. Not saying it's necessarily the right answer, but people are offering an answer and other people aren't offering an answer. So that's my view.
The elections in Brussels to watch for this so-called rising of the right wing. Right of center is a more accurate description, because right wing is a term that journalism in America uses. I don't see it that much in Europe. There's another election coming in Europe, and when we come back, we're going to speak to it, because Simon Constable has lived in, by my count, four democracies over these last years. He's lived in the United States under Republican and Democratic administrations. He's grown up in England under several different kinds of prime ministers over many years, but also lived in Scotland and attended college, university in Scotland. That's three. And now he lives in France, the fourth democracy. And a good perspective to comment on the pending election in Britain on July 4th. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patrick.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving, it's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.